On Siding and Writing by Susan, October 2021. What to write? I don't know. Ideas come, then fail to flow. Should I tackle MC writing or talk about my house's siding? I had it washed, the house, I mean, and now the siding's super clean. It sparkles whitely in the sun. Makes coming home a ton of fun. The window trim is black, not blue. The shutters are a turquoise hue. Last year I added daisy yellow that makes the place feel kind of mellow. The door is bold, a shade of fuchsia, which rhymes conveniently with kombucha. That's the brew them hipsters drink, and so would I if it were pink. Color should be everywhere, in your food, on what you wear. Match it, batch it, and if you dare, even streak it through your hair. That said, I dig my silver locks, whose color isn't from a box. Which brings me back to MC riding, having now completed siding. I got a bike, not the kind you pedal. She shines a lot like sterling metal. She's a her, of that I'm sure. At 80K, she loves to purr. But for the record, she's not a cat. She doesn't have an ounce of fat. She's sleek and slim and full of moxie. Perhaps that's why I call her Foxy. When we ride to far and near, I always don protective gear, just in case we both should fall or run into a thick brick wall. I put a helmet on my head that has a shield to which it's wed. Leather chaps, a padded jacket, gloves and boots complete the packet. Safety first means we get to ride with hosts of angels by our side. And underneath there rings a bell to keep evil spirits down in hell. Here, suddenly the verses end of a poem gone round the bend. From houses, siding, and their hues, to riding safe while on a cruise. You never know where poems will go. They're sometimes like long winding roads. They take you where you're meant to be, hold tight your heart, then set you free.